With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farmers growing hemp will get a small cushion in THC limits under nationwide rules proposed by federal agriculture regulators. Under the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new rules, crops testing higher than 0.3% THC due to uncertain genetics and variation in sampling will have a range of measurement of uncertainty that their crops have to fall within for their test results to be considered acceptable. That THC variance may give some hemp farmers additional comfort that if their THC levels were too high, that they won't face drug crimes. There's another aspect to the new regulations that will be good news for organizations that truck hemp across the country. USDA's Greg Ibaugh explains.
With the publication of the interim final rule, states and Indian tribes may not prohibit the interstate transportation or shipment of hemp lawfully produced under an approved state or tribal plan, a USDA-issued license, or the 2014 Farm Bill.
Well, that's important because in states where hemp is still illegal, like Idaho, for instance, you could be arrested for shipping industrial hemp across their state line, even if the crop was grown in a state where it's legal and being sent to a state where it's also legal. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, find us online at aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.